now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. Welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this wonderful program. Now, first of all, I'd like to tell you what this program is all about. I talk about life. I talk about life from a spiritual perspective. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 20 years. And I have a very special perspective on things. I call it, I call it intuition. And I'm going to tell you a story later about that I heard today, a very beautiful story about intuition. And I think it will kindle in some of you an awakening to love and to understanding. Let me begin by saying something I'm going to make a little announcement. I am an ordained minister. Now, that sounds, I feel a little odd in saying that because within the last few months, I became ordained. I've been doing, this kind of pastoral work on the radio now for 20 years. So I felt it was about time that I make it official. Now, I am non-denominational, which means that I don't have any particular group that I'm with or any particular dogma that I'm spouting. I am just a regular person, but I love to talk about, I love to talk about spiritual things. And so I'm very pleased to say that I am an ordained minister. Now, why? Well, I have formalized it because I think it's good for me to. I think it's good for the listeners. I think it's good for people who hear me and for people who visit my blogs or my website to hear that because it gives me a little foundation that they can recognize. In other words, people kind of know what it means to be an ordained minister. Now, that doesn't mean that all ordained ministers are wonderful people. And of course, there are some people who have a negative view of ordained ministers. I can't help that. But for the most part, I think people kind of sense that somebody who's a minister is somebody that at least has an interest in matters religious and in doing good, whether or not an ordained minister does good or not, that's another question. I guess there are all kinds of ministers, and whether they're helpful or not, or do good or not, that's for other people to determine. But nevertheless, it gives you an idea of what I'm about here. You see, if I say I'm an ordained minister, then you have a sense of where I'm coming from. At least you know I'm going to talk about religion. But now here's the interesting thing. I talk about religion, but I don't talk about it in a way that you expect. I don't use a lot of jargon. I don't use a lot of theological terms. I talk about it in plain and simple English. Because indeed, ladies and gentlemen, religion is, what is religion? Religion is basically the relationship between a soul and its maker. And if you look, for example, at the Old Testament, at Moses and the prophets and David and, these kind of wonderful people back then, or in the New Testament, if you look at Paul, and, for the most part, it was about each of them individually and their relationship with God, with their Creator, see? And so, there's a lot of talk about so-called corporate worship or community and so on. Well, I guess it's nice if people get together, but when people get together, doesn't it turn out to be mostly for socializing and so on? I think it's basically, it's the inside that's important. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is Ask Roland, and we're going to talk about religion. And I began by saying something very important. And I said that it's about the relationship between the soul and its maker. And you may have noticed that when I began today, I was kind of hemming and hawing, and it wasn't easy for me to put my words together. Well, the reason for that is that I often start that way. I will start not quite sure about where I'm going. And the reason for that is because I'm speaking to you spontaneously. See, that's a very beautiful thing. It's very beautiful. And, you know, you can tell a lot about people sometimes, whether they're spontaneous or not. You know, some people are so phony, so absolutely phony. But other people are very real, very spontaneous. Now, the real people make mistakes. They don't always get things right. See, sometimes they say the wrong thing or so on, but they're real. See what I mean? And I suspect, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I was going to say that the apostles were real. I think they were very real people. And I think Moses and David and Jeremiah and Isaiah and all those wonderful people in the Old Testament, and Ruth, and, you know, in the New Testament, you know, Mary, all these people, they were real people. You notice they were regular people. They weren't, well, now Paul's an exception. He was highly trained. In fact, highly trained as a religious scholar, but all the rest of them were just regular people. You know, shepherds and what, tent makers, tax collectors, you know, just what, carpenters, just regular people. And so if religion was for them, if Christ spoke to them, and cared about them, see, then it stands to reason then that religion is for the regular people. It's for the regular people. Now, I have to say, this may be a little controversial, I don't know, but I have to say, you know, it's like, for example, I'll give you an example. I won't give you that example, but I will just say that the people who are the movers and the shakers, and the people who have all the degrees and the titles and all the learning, and who are speak pompously about things, and, you know, are very are the ones that are, you know, they're very impressive, the educators with their masters and doctors in education, and sit around pompously in big offices and have big titles and so on. I'm sorry to say that, you know, real religion, the real truth is not something that is of interest to them, because they're already full of themselves. See, they're into their education, into their knowledge, into their books. See, into their facts, figures, and formulas, and into impressing other people, you know, and being worshipped and being admired and being lauded and being, you know, they're used to that. That fills them up, and there's no room anymore for plain and simple truth. There's no room for, well, for the real thing. Now, and so therefore, if you are just a regular person, see, if you are just a regular person and you have a searching heart, in other words, you have questions that you'd like to have answers to, real questions about life and about God and the meaning of life and who are you, and you want to have a meaning and purpose in life, see, well then, perhaps this program is for you. You may be like the ugly duckling, the beautiful fairy tale of the ugly duckling who was really a swan, but she thought she was a, you know, she thought there was something wrong with her, but the fact of the matter was that she was actually a beautiful swan. So now, here I am, a regular person, and I'm going to talk to you about religion and see if this makes sense to you. See if this makes sense to you. I say that our closest link to God is our intuition. I say that our closest link to God is our intuition. Intuition is what you know without thinking. It's what you wordlessly know. It's what you know in your heart. It's what you silently know. It's intuition. Okay? Now, most of us, see, we all have intuition. Some people say, well, there's woman's intuition. We all have intuition. See, I'm not talking about being suspicious. Skeptical maybe about some things, but not suspicious. See? And I'm not talking about something that says, that talks to you. You know, in words. I'm talking about quietly knowing. Like I always say, when you were a little child, when you were 3 years old, 4 years old. If somebody was being unfair to you, they were being nicer to somebody else than to you, or they gave somebody else more than you, you knew that it was unfair. Or somebody took your thing, another child came and took your toy. You knew it was unfair. Now, how did you know that? Nobody taught you. You didn't learn it in school. You just knew it. See? Well, that's your intuition. Okay? That's intuition. And it's the most important thing that you have. And to the extent that you can learn to recognize your intuition, that you can find it, see, that you can find it, that you can recognize it, and that you can learn to interpret what it's wordlessly saying to you, and most importantly, to the extent that you obey it, that you follow your intuition, to that extent, ladies and gentlemen, you will grow in understanding and wisdom, and you will grow closer and closer to God. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm beginning to talk about real religion now, you see. So, as you can see, how you could get back in touch with your intuition would be the most important thing you could possibly imagine. I'll be right back after this announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. TRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you a little story that I just heard today for the first time. It's a beautiful story. And I will tell it to you to illustrate everything that I have just been telling you and to make clear what I mean by intuition. Now, today when I was going to make this program here, this program is pre-recorded, and I sat down at the computer, and the computer was acting up a little bit. I don't know what was going on. I think there was some downloading. I think our virus scanner, I think it was downloading some files or something like that. So it was kind of slow, so I was kind of waiting. I put the radio on, and the program was called Family Talk, Dr. James Dobson Family Talk. And they had a very special, they were playing an interview that he had with Dr. Raymond Moore. He had this interview 30 years ago. This was a 30-year-old interview with Dr. Raymond Moore. Now, some of you, probably most of you don't know who Dr. Raymond Moore was. He passed away recently. Well, Dr. Raymond Moore wrote a very famous book called Better Late Than Early. Better Late Than Early. And it began as an article that was published in the Reader's Digest. And the article was so popular. You know, Reader's Digest received thousands and thousands of requests for more of this wonderful article. So Dr. Ray Moore wrote a book, made it into a book, Better Late Than Early. And the idea is that a lot of children have things pushed on them when they're too small, too soon. Too much, too soon. And they're overwhelmed, they're not ready for it yet, they become frustrated, they begin to have problems. And if the material were introduced to them later, then they would have no problem with it. So, introduced later, they do better, and they quickly surpass those who have been struggling for years with the material that was introduced too early. Okay, that's Dr. Raymond Moore. Now, but as he was talking to Dr. Raymond Moore, Dr. Dobson told Dr. Moore, Dr. Dobson was the interviewer, and he told Dr. Moore a little story. He said, you know, when my daughter was, Dr. Dobson had gotten his PhD in psychology from USC back in the early 60s, and at that time, you know, they were pushing, even as they are today. They were pushing, achievement for little tiny kids. They were pushing them to achieve. But anyway, Dr. Dobson said that his wife was still teaching. I guess she was a teacher, teaching 3 days a week or something like that. So they took their little daughter to daycare or to preschool. Well, Dr. Dobson says that one day when he was going to leave her off, she clung to his neck. She grabbed a hold of his neck and clung on, wouldn't let go. And it wasn't just a regular type of hugging, you know, that you would usually get from a little toddler. This was far, far more intense. And he looked into her face and he saw terror. There was terror in her face. And the preschool teacher came and started pulling on the daughter from the other side. And she wouldn't let go. She didn't want to go. And so Dr. Dobson realized that... something was going on, so he took her out to the car. And he said, I'll never make you go to that preschool there again. And then years later, Dr. Dobson asked, what her daughter's recollection was of that preschool, and then his daughter told him that there were some terrible things that were going on. So the little daughter was frightened. There was terror. Anxiety and terror was in her face. Now, how many parents have had that experience, have when their child has cried, their child didn't want to go wherever they were trying to drop them off, you see? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is intuition. You look into your heart and you can set, you just know. You just know that you mustn't leave your daughter there. Something terrible is going on and you mustn't leave her there. That's intuition. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. I am Roland Trujillo. I'm an ordained minister. I'm talking about religion, and I say to you that never mind all the big churches and all the pews and all the singing, and never mind all the books and all the theology departments and all the universities, and never mind all that. If you want to know what real religion is, just look into your own heart. See, and you'll begin to see the meaning of things. By what you know in your heart. See? And then when you follow what your intuition is trying to tell you, see, that's why Dr. Dobson was such a nice man. Because he pays attention to his intuition. See, a lot of parents would have dismissed their intuition. They would have forced their child to go to that place. You see? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's intuition. Now, you look at people like, see, intuition has many facets. You know, the great inventors, the great scientists, the great explorers. You know, Mozart, Christopher Columbus, Beethoven, Thomas Edison, Michael Faraday. All these types of people, they followed their intuition too. That's where their creativity came from. But I say, you know, the most important, and of course, David, Moses. But I say, if you want to find your path in life, if you want to find out who you are and what your purpose in life is, and if you want to find out why you have such a conflict in life, so much anxiety, why so many things don't make sense, and why you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and in the wrong relationships and the wrong work, maybe, or maybe you have the right work but you're not happy there. All these things, all these problems, they stem from not following your intuition. Okay? Now, I'll give you another example, may I? When you were a little child, you do somebody wrong, you're a little bit dishonest with them, for example, a little bit phony with them. Afterwards, you can sense, see, you feel your conscience making you aware of the fact that you resented somebody, or you were mean to them, or you talked behind somebody's back, and so on. See? And later you sense, you feel guilty about it. Well, that's your intuition. See? Your intuition feels like conscience when we stray from it. If you had always followed your intuition in every moment, if moment by moment you'd always checked with your intuition and done what you knew in your heart was right, see, well, then you wouldn't have been phony with the person, you wouldn't have resented them, you wouldn't have been cruel, you wouldn't have been mean, you wouldn't have done the wrong thing, you wouldn't have been a little dishonest with them, etc., 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 you see? All right. So now do you see why you make so many mistakes in life, and then why you have anxiety and guilt afterwards? It's because you weren't following your intuition, so you made a lot of boo-boos. Well, okay, so we've all made a lot of boo-boos. We all have, okay? But now the question is, would you like to refine your intuition again? Become a friend of conscience. Become a friend of intuition, so that it might guide you properly in the future, and you'll make less boo-boos, less mistakes. Fewer and fewer mistakes, and eventually you won't make any mistakes. Okay?
All right.
Well, then what you need to do is keep listening to this program, and in very short order, I can show you how to get back in touch with your intuition. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I can show you how to get back in touch with your intuition. Why don't you go to my website? Go to my website, or go to one of my blogs, or go to any of my blogs and start reading them, and find out about our meditation. Have a very nice meditation. And you can learn how to get back in touch with your intuition again, become a friend of intuition. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I've delivered a very beautiful message, and I hope you enjoyed it. I talked to you today about what true religion really is. Finding your intuition, interpreting what it's saying to you, and then following it. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.